Afghanistan is once again the focus of the great game, now in its 21st century iteration. The original great game was a political and diplomatic confrontation that existed for most of the 19th century between the British Empire and the Russian Empire over Afghanistan and neighboring territories in Central and South Asia. In the 20th century, the contention was transformed into a deadly rivalry between the Soviet Union and the U.S. Afghanistan, which had been a neutral and relatively stable nation throughout most of the 1900s, became embroiled in the Cold War when a pro-Soviet coup took place in 1978 with the establishment of the Democratic Republic of Afghanistan, DRA. The policies of the DRA alienated traditionalists and opened the door for U.S. intervention in Afghanistan. The U.S. opportunistically backed the formation of the Mujahideen in its war against the new government and their Soviet advisors. What resulted was a devastating decades-long civil war that set stage for the disintegration of the Soviet Union and the end of the Cold War, the victory of the Taliban, and the creation of Al-Qaeda and other later terrorist spin-offs, including Daesh. The U.S. directly intervened in Afghanistan after the 9/11 attacks, which were alleged to have been launched from Afghanistan by Al-Qaeda, triggering the longest war in U.S. history, which continues to this day. The U.S. has attempted to pacify the country and install U.S.-backed governments, all to no avail. The Taliban resistance is estimated to now control over 60% of the country. Domestic U.S. disillusionment with a series of endless wars in the Middle East and South Asia has led to calls for U.S. withdrawal from Afghanistan. It seems that all U.S. politicians now call for some sort of disengagement from Afghanistan and other countries where the U.S. has deployed troops in its war against terrorism. That war has now taken a back seat to a new Cold War directed against Russia and China. It is against that backdrop that the great game has been revived in the 21st century. Now the contenders are the U.S. and its allies on one side and Russia and China on the other, with a number of regional players on the sidelines. Most recently, a trilateral coalition of Russia, India, and China, RIC, has entered the fray and began negotiating with the Taliban to end the conflict in Afghanistan. The Taliban's recent victories against U.S.-supported Afghan army and the threat of gains by Russia and China in the region have prompted the U.S. to negotiate with the Taliban and finally reach a peace agreement that would accommodate many of the demands, including the withdrawal of all U.S. forces. The great game has therefore entered into a new phase of intense diplomatic jostling between the declining West and a rising East. Add to this the intensifying rivalry between India and Pakistan over neighboring Kashmir, and long-standing alliances between China and Pakistan and Russia and India, it can be seen that the situation in South Asia is wrought with dangers and opportunities. The U.S., as the inheritor of the British imperialist project, is still intent on maintaining its hegemony in all regions of the world, but as global power relations shift, it has come up with new tactics and strategies to do so. Well, it has to come up with new tactics and strategies to do so. This has led to a period of instability and chaos in U.S. foreign policy as it tries to come to grips with a new reality, its overall decline, and China's continued rise as a global power. The world can see that for all its rhetoric of freedom and democracy, the U.S. leaves only murder and destruction in its wake, while China brings peace and development. The U.S., however, given the nature of its imperial system, cannot extricate itself from the quagmires it finds itself enmeshed in. It is imperative that the nations of the world finally come to the realization that they must settle their disputes amicably between themselves without the interference of the U.S. and its Western allies. Only when the U.S. and NATO are marginalized will the world have the opportunity to forge a better future for all humankind.